Well, I can start by saying Phosphor G Calgary. I guess you have seen the stickers there. You should be there. And if you liked FOSDEM, you're going to love Phosphor G. And this is not what I'm going to talk about. And I put this shirt because I saw this morning some QGIS. I wasn't here, but I saw on Twitter some QGIS thing that is very similar to what I'm going to say here. So I didn't want to forget that if whoever did these QGIS, like a scratch for QGIS, I don't know if that person is here. I'm interested in that because maybe that can be plugin for this. And this is not what I'm going to talk about.
This is nice.
So this is what I'm going to talk
about.
The what?
No.
This is. I still have another one, but no. We still have 3 minutes, right?
Yep.
I should be precise.
I don't know how many T-shirts you have left.
No.
I would advise you to keep at least one more.
I just wanted to not forget about talking about Calgary and QGIS.
Maybe you could start with a little introduction of yourself as a professional.
Okay. Hi, I'm Maria. Until November, I was the president of OSGEO, so maybe that ring a bell for you, OSGEO. In June, I changed my career, and I'm working for Red Hat, so I start working with middleware, which is not geospatial, but when I started working there, I realized that it has to do a lot with geospatial in the end, because the integration processes are about data workflows, moving data from one place to another, so it just makes a lot of sense to do it with geospatial data, because in the end, all data is geospatial, remember? And still 2 minutes.
One question. How many punch on the back?
How many what? Two. If not, that's not a camel, it's a dromedary. Or a llama. A llama? Llama? How is it called in English? Or a horse. If it doesn't have any, if it's it's a horse. A donkey, that's right. 2 minutes.
Apologies, is still watching paint dry? Or hearing it dry, maybe?